For this visualization, sit in your chair with your back straight and your feet on the floor and your arms not crossed, just resting lightly on your lap. So become aware of the tension in your body, starting with the top of your head, moving through your forehead, down your cheeks, releasing the tension in your tongue, dropping the shoulders. Let the tension flow out of the end of your fingertips. Now take a deep breath in. And let the air completely expel from your lungs. And become aware of your thoughts now, milling around in your head. Tune into the thought flow, the direction of the thoughts, the content of the thoughts. And notice how your thoughts are generally of two types. They're either generated internally by the brain, internal chatter, or they're thoughts that come from elsewhere, like ethereal whispers. Just pay attention for a moment to the thoughts you're having right now and tune into their signature. Now place your tongue on the roof of your mouth and imagine a point an inch up and 2 inches back. And slowly let your thoughts move to that place in the center of your brain. And from there, observe the frontal cortex and the back of your eyeballs. And let your tongue now relax down. From the center of your brain emanates one of the largest nerves in the body. It's called the vagus nerve. And now let's take a journey down the nerve, down your brainstem, into your throat. And drop your consciousness down to your heart center, at the base of your rib cage in the center. And let your awareness float down further. So it's sitting just about 2 or 3 inches at 6 centimeters above your navel, at your solar plexus chakra. In physicality, your gut has an outer muscular wall which aids the passage of your waste, and an inner wall that aids the digestion of your food. And in between that is a mass of neurons and one of our early minds, the gut mind. It acts outside time and outside space. It's always right. It's always leading your consciousness by several seconds. Our gut minds work solely with sense impressions, with non-verbal communication. You can speak to your gut mind and have a conversation with it, but you'll only get a yes or a no, a stop or a go, a one or a zero. And at this point, just above your navel, just imagine there's a 5-petaled lotus flower. And on the first petal, you place the sense of truth. So when you're speaking to somebody, when you're reading a book, when you're watching something on TV or listening on the radio, your gut mind will tell you if the truth is being spoken. And on the second petal, you put the sense impression of completeness. Your gut mind will tell you if something is whole, or if there's something yet to be done. And on the third petal, put the sense of whether something is for the highest good. Once you align the highest good for yourself, for your family, for your business and the universe, you become unstoppable. And this leads us to the fourth petal, and place the sense of an activity being for mutual benefit. And finally, on the fifth petal, you have the sense impression that the activity, the thing, the thought, the situation is destined and a part of your soul path. And as for your brain, your gut mind is both a transmitter of sense consciousness and a receiver of sense consciousness. And what this means is the quality of truth, the quality of completeness, the quality of being for the highest good, and for being for mutual benefit, and also being part of your karmic path, both radiate from your gut mind and get picked up by your gut mind. And remember, the gut mind works a few seconds ahead of your conscious mind and is always, always right. So you have a query or a question about something, you want some insight on it, all you have to do is ask your gut mind a question, but be mindful that you'll get the answer back as a yes or a no. And it's the point in your body you can consult with at any time for guidance and for reference. And our gut minds like to be consulted with. They like to be recognized for their true wisdom and for their true role in our awareness. And people call a gut instinct an intuition. But a better way to describe it is as being inner tuition. Your inner light, your inner guidance, your inner teacher that points you in the right direction on your path through life. So now allow your awareness to float back up past your heart, past your throat, and into the center of your brain. And allow it to flood your brain backwards and forwards, front and back, left and right, top and bottom. And go forwards knowing you have a trusty guide that is with you at all times, any time you need assistance or to be pointed in the right direction. And with your eyes open, you can now test this new connection with your gut mind. So if you have a question that you'd like some guidance on, all you do is ask that question, but frame it in such a way that the answer can be given as a yes or a no. And you'll notice that when you ask the question, bizarrely the answer comes back almost before you've finished asking it. And this is because the gut mind is ahead of our conscious mind in time. So the next day, practice tuning into your gut. Anytime you need any guidance, just ask it a question and allow the answer to come straight back at you.